is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everybody. If you've had a rough Monday, we're here to put a stop to that.
Put a sucker to it.
Yes, we are. We're going to give you readings and some fun little tidbits here and there, and we are going to uplift you.
Uplift you,
yes. So as the intro said, I'm only using ordinary playing cards. We have Jimbo Beggins over here. He is manning the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. If you are on there, you can see us in action live.
Right.
Then we also have Miss Veronica. She's to my left. We never get to see her.
No,
she hides behind 12 veils and sunglasses and everything else.
Exactly.
Actually, what she's doing
is mysterious.
She keeps track of your, takes notes on your readings. So in case we need to refer back at a future point, she's our gal. And she's also going to give you an angel card reading.
Yes, I am.
So I'm going to let Jimbo here kind of fill you in on a couple things.
I want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. But we hope everybody has a good time. That number to call in, 646-595-4274. And we get lots of callers lots of times. So you might want to get in.
Call in early.
It's just to be safe. You don't want to get left out hanging. And when you do call in, do not speakerphone us.
Do not.
It is not good for radio internet stuff. It's great when you're calling your buds or whatever. That's cool because you can walk around and not hold it up to your head. I get it. I get why it's cool. But it's just sometimes it doesn't come out on our end good at all. So please do not do that. And watch out for your background noises. Things you don't even think about sometimes, like wind up just outside places, car windows down because it's nice out or something. That ain't going to work. And as usual, if you got your children, dope them up with something.
Load them up,
or I don't know, take their favorite toy and throw it out in the street to play with.
Take their batteries out.
Take the batteries out, Jim.
There's a lot of options you can do here. Right.
Flip the switch from on to off.
Just saying, you got choice.
Just remember, there could be somebody out there that might think you are being serious.
Yep, and you know my theory on that. May God have mercy on that person's soul for being so stupid.
All right, now, is that it?
Also, we talked about uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Does somebody lift something in a different direction than up? It's weird that they say uplifting. Do you ever lift anything down?
Do you downlift?
Down spiral.
You set things down.
You can down low.
But I'm just saying
you
uplifting.
You can download.
I'm just saying uplifting is like redundant, isn't it?
It is.
But anyway.
It is.
It's cool. All right, let's go to the callers. We're jerking everybody around here.
All right, we're ready.
Stop the jerking. All right, let's go to area code 212, New York, 212.
Welcome to the show, New York.
New York.
What's your first name, please?
Oh, hi. Thank you, guys. This is Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
I couldn't get my computer to play, so I said, okay, maybe it's a sign I should just call right in.
That's right, there you go.
Especially on a Monday.
Yeah.
That was very wise.
Yeah, so you're kicking off the show for us. So what is on your mind, and what can we do to help?
Okay, well, of course, I wanted my angel card message, and... I've been seeing feathers a lot, especially in the past 2 weeks, and a lot in this park that I tend to walk in. And I first think, oh, wow, is that for me? Is it my angels? Is it my partner? Is it other loved ones in spirit? And then it's like, oh, maybe it's really not for me. It's for other people. A lot of people go in the park. Or is it for all of us? So anyway, I was wondering any guidance you have about the feathers I keep seeing.
That is a great question.
Good question, and she was well-thought question.
I think so, too.
It could be for other people. Sometimes we assume everything's meant for us that we see, but that's what us humans do sometimes. We think about ourselves too much.
Well, you know what? I have
some of those signs could be for somebody else.
I have a whole different perspective on that.
Or, like she said, could be for meant for everybody. It's a universal sign.
I feel if it wasn't meant for Kit Kat, she would have been oblivious to the feathers. She would have been,
She would have noticed it. Would not have been noticed.
Right, exactly.
I gotcha.
Yep. We see what we see.
That's a good theory, too.
So I'm laying down your cards, and let's see what we need to see.
I like it. I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That is, okay, now you may have to think on this a while, on who this woman is. She's coming through in spirit as someone who is a true blue friend to you. And it could be many, many years ago. But she is letting you know that she's around you. And those feathers were for you explicitly.
Okay.
Or implicitly.
You answered that question.
So what do you think of that, Kit Kat?
That's a while. Now I'm thinking, who is it? If I told you a name or a first letter, would that be meaningful?
Someone who took the role of a very sincere friend in your life, female. And she has passed. And I'm getting the impression that you at some point, and it could be, oh my gosh, you know, time is irrelevant to those that are on the other side. We're the ones that mark time. It could have been quite some time ago, but you said her name. And it's like you called her forth. But
So this is somebody at Kit Kat.
Knew.
Knows that has
been. Yes.
Because sometimes you lose touch with people and they could have passed and you don't even know it.
That could be.
I'm just wondering if that was that or not that.
Well, see, it gets a little hazy for me.
Sure.
These cards, this particular method really works with the here and now. A lot of it is very literal. And when I do get those who are in the afterlife, they have to really want to share. And she just wants, the message I'm getting for you, Kit Kat, is I'm around. I'm here for you. So, boy, kind of a mystery, but I bet you'll get it. You'll be like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that this is so-and-so.
So she'll have to ponder it for a while.
Yeah.
Think about it for a little wee bit.
I had a friend in junior high school and high school, and then, you know, after college and all, she moved away, but we were still in touch somewhat at a distance, and there was always the connection, and it almost felt more like she was some kind of family.
Oh, look at that.
Like a cousin or something, and she had the same last name, her father's name was the same as my grandfather's name, and they knew each other. They both were lawyers and accountants, and the funny thing is, his father took over one of the offices in New York City that my grandfather had way back when, and so that's how they kind of knew each other, and they kept getting mail and phone calls for each other because of this address thing. And then we met in school and discovered this, and it was like I always felt connected to her, even though in the last years we didn't see each other and we, you know, once in a while talked on the phone.
Sure. Sure. Well, you know, I want to tell you that I feel her, that she is going, yes, yes, yes. Now, the thing is, when I said, and this rang a bell for me, when I said, I'm around and I'm here for you, I don't want you to get the impression that this is like from the Grey's Anatomy TV show when Jenny showed up after he passed away, and Jenny kept saying to, oh, Izzy, I'm here for you. And he was actually there for her because she had a brain tumor.
Right. We're not telling you this.
No, we're not. She just wants you to know she's around you.
Right.
And you kind of like, I mean, if there's any kind of cell phone service to heaven or any kind of internet, I guess you sort of sent a little message out there. And those feathers are from her.
email at heaven.com.
Yeah.
Wow. She will be used to say God as a Facebook page.
She is taking the form of your guardian angel. So please don't thank one of yours. We all can have several. Don't think, though, she's here to collect you, to take you with her.
Oh, okay, good.
All right. So,
oh, yeah, you don't want that.
No. So it's not like that kind of I'm here for you. All
right. Right, right, right. Yeah, I took it the right way, as support and
love. Okay. Well, there it is for you. I can't wait to see what we get for your angel reading.
Well, I thought your angel card was very interesting, and I hope that you will keep on keeping on. And you'll tell us a little bit more maybe next time you call what you have discovered since today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your angel card is Archangel Raphael. Breathe. Take several deep breaths and exhale slowly to awaken the energy and release old patterns.
You know, that's a pretty good angel to get there.
I think
Raphael?
Yes. Healing, yes.
Yeah, very much so.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, Kat, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. It was fun.
Oh, you're welcome. Great. Thank you. All right. Take care now.
Love to everybody. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Love to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That number to call in is, where am I at here? 646-595-4274. We currently have some gappage in the callers, but we have our Facebook friend, Alicia. Remember Alicia? She wants to know more about the past life thing.
That's right. Keeping.
Yeah, well, now here's she wants it narrowed down to a little bit different angle, like maybe what, because you never nailed the name down for her.
What
see,
her
you
name
see
was.
If it comes out, the card's a name, and like how she died.
Yeah, we didn't cover.
And do you have any time frame? If you see it in the cards.
Well, now I have to refresh myself. Did you take notes on
that?
Yes,
I did.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's right. The mother passed away.
Yeah, the mother passed away during childbirth, and the younger brother.
And
she was the older
Keithan
brother.
Ended up taking care of.
Keithan was the younger brother.
Baldrich.
That was her
Keithan
name?
And Baldrich.
Baldrich?
Yeah, Baldrich. I think that is an old-fashioned name.
Yeah, yeah,
it just came to me.
All right, well,
I'm sorry.
She'll lay down the cards.
I don't think it means like bald rich, as in Richard.
Okay, good.
It's
good.
Just bald rich. Maybe it's bald Rick.
Oh, you.
Ooh, that sounds very boyish.
But you know
what? Bald
Rick. Like you said, sometimes you say sounds like. Too.
Yeah,
true.
So even the other name it sounds like. It might not have been exactly.
It starts with a B.
Yeah.
It could have been Balderdash. We'll never know.
Could have been an Ethan.
But think, yeah. No, it was definitely with a K.
Okay, well,
and wouldn't
important.
It be cool if somebody named their new baby Keithan? I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there.
Just tossing it out there. Okay, so we're saying Baldrick.
Baldrick, yeah.
And maybe a little insight on, like, what happened after the brother died.
That's right. The brother was killed in the store.
Yeah.
For those that have no idea what we're talking about.
Robbery gone bad.
We were doing a previous life reading. You know, past life. And it came out that this young lady on the phone was one of two brothers. The older brother was Keithan. And the younger one, we've just gotten the name, is Baldrick.
You said no, the other way around.
Oh, what? No.
You always knew their younger brother's name.
That's all I know.
You always knew the brother's name.
Oh, I thought Keithan was older.
No, you said the younger brother was Keithan.
I never got younger or older. I just said 16 years old.
Well, the brother was younger because she was her past life, she was older and kind of resented the kid for a while because he died during the mother's childbirth. Remember, about 10?
Keithan.
10 years old.
She was Keithan?
No. The kid that got born.
You got me so confused.
The kid that got born was Keithan, I thought. I'm pretty sure.
No, I thought Keithan was already born.
He got born and mom died during childbirth.
Giving birth to Baldrick.
No.
I don't know. Maybe Alicia will tell us.
I don't know what we're
talking
about.
You said that you kind of...
I did
was
not
one,
write though. That down.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
Stick
sorry.
With me. I got this. Mm-hmm. This one I got. Usually my brain memory is terrible. This one I got.
We are writing on this saga. Come on now.
For some reason, this one I remember really well. I don't know why.
It's like we've been reading it.
It's really weird.
So
it's interesting.
Where is Alicia? Is she
I thought she was in...
I don't know.
I only have Facebook Live. I don't have where she's coming from. So if she could let us know, then I could keep it in the notes tower.
So while you're doing the cards, you said she, but she was a boy too back in his past
right.
life, was about 10. Mom was giving birth to Keaton. Died during childbirth. Dad was kind of busy. Wasn't necessarily right there, Johnny on the
farming,
spot. Yeah, he was doing stuff that had to
selling
do
off
to
livestock,
keep the family alive.
Yeah,
right. So that's the deal. That's the dealio.
So then, when Keaton was at the general store, at
this was later on when they got a lot older. Yes,
mm-hmm. Like 17.
Maybe like he was an apprentice to some guy that
yeah.
was doing a store.
Old
stuff.
Guy with round
yeah.
spectacles.
Yeah, probably learning the trade, the business, you know, some type of.
So something happened to father.
Some type of merchant.
Yeah.
Some type. Texas.
Well, you know, back
at
in the day,
Texas.
People were dropping like flies.
Ron,
you
don't
know?
Even get it. The time frame is also part of the question, if you get it. You're right. The further back you go, people, yeah. I mean,
okay. So Alicia was Keaton.
No.
Okay.
Alicia's younger brother was Keaton. Alicia would like to know what her name was. If you
and I didn't I say Waldrick?
Yes, so you got that. So you Keaton's
okay.
the young one. Young got dead before her.
All right. Yes, in the store. They were murdered. The
right.
old man and...
Yes.
And Keaton.
Right.
Okay, and that old man had put it... He had taken him under his wing.
Right.
They lived like in a storeroom. Something happened to father, and I'm not really picking up on that. Right this minute.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Well, what happened, Alicia, and this is definitely in your cards right now, what happened is you left. She left that little town. It was a settlement somewhere.
Okay.
Way back in the day. Like right around, see, I don't know enough about history that I can even say what country this was in.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you go back far enough, it probably wasn't this country.
I don't believe it was.
Right.
And
we're pretty young country here. We're pretty young country.
That's true. We're kind of a baby
we are
country.
Baby. We are baby.
Well, wherever this was, I can see him like going. He's got a bag on his back, and he's like going up mountainsides and down into valleys, and he was going somewhere, and he ended up in another place. Okay, come on, let's continue the story now. It's almost like watching a really exciting show and they go to commercial break.
And then the TV breaks. Okay.
No, yeah. Are you taking up? He ended up in a different place. And you know, I can see there are those like cobblers and there were livery stables where they kept the horses.
Well, I mean, horses were
important back then.
Transportation and work. And,
he just picked up some menial jobs, but there was a girl. There's always a girl, isn't there? But there was a girl.
A girl.
She's reminding me of, what's her name? In that movie, the Cold Mountain.
I never saw it.
Oh, gosh. That was a good one.
Kate Winslet.
Can't help you.
No, it was...
Nicole Kidman?
No, yeah. She looks like that to me. But her dad was kind of a bad guy. And he seemed to own everything.
Okay.
Almost coming off as if it was maybe a fort. I'm seeing like, and it's encased. It could be a castle.
Yeah, let's say, I don't
know. So met a girl with a bad dad.
Probably not a fort.
No, I don't think it was a fort. I'm not seeing any soldiers around there.
Right,
because
that's what, yeah, fort.
There, so it could be like a castle.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, her dad was a bad guy.
But some of those towns
yeah.
also were kind of like, some of the towns that had a lot of problems had walls around the whole towns, too, going back, in the day.
Somebody would have to research this.
Because it's like they would just have, there's so many trouble out there. Sometimes they just walled the whole little towns in.
Yeah, and I'm hearing some kind of name like Gladenburg. I don't know, something like that. And anyway, you were in love with this girl. Really in love with her. But they were running a secret romance.
Oh.
And the father found out. And the way he found out is she was with child.
That'll do her.
How old do we think we were?
I think like 19, 20. Not
okay.
very old.
Yeah, but back then that
they
was,
didn't live very long.
Back then they had kids
yeah.
before that.
So she was
on purpose.
She was pregnant. And she would not, here's a secret here, big secret. She didn't want to tell who did it. But her dad was not above taking her life if she wouldn't tell.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a gangster. He's just kind of, if you offended him, he was going to kill you.
Oh, that's, and plus depends on what country this is in, too.
Yeah, true.
But I mean, you're spouting out.
What was the name?
Gladenberg.
Yeah, you're narrowing this. In fact, all these names sound very European.
Yeah.
And maybe even UK,
Gladenberg.
Britain. Sounds very British.
Scotland?
British, UK, yeah. The island, the big island.
All right, well, anyway, the secret. And when he was good, he put her in stocks. You know, isn't that what they're called?
Stockade or whatever.
Well, they put you in. The, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was.
Come up and make fun of you.
And there was a big bushel basket of like tomatoes, rotten tomatoes, and people were able to pitch them at her, and to save her child, she told. And I'm sorry, that was the end of Baldrick. He got hunted down, and he was killed.
Okay.
Bada boom.
Bada bing.
Yeah, boy, it's almost like a movie, isn't it? That's why I love doing these, because there's so many things that come through. Oh, my gosh.
One never knows.
Yeah. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, and well, she'll be, you know, she's going to be back.
Did we ever say where she's from?
Yeah, I told you like 3 times.
North Carolina?
No.
No, it was.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
I did. I said it, and I was like, Texas. Texas.
Oh, wow. Texas.
We're so sorry we did not hear that.
Okay. Let's see. All right. She also has given some feedback here. Let's see.
Yes.
Oh, she was talking about the last time she had a reading in a card fill. She said, if it falls to the floor, it comes to your door. And at that moment, there was a knock, and I was like, what?
What?
And it was my husband. I thought he was in the backyard, but yeah, that was weird. It happened when you said exactly at that moment.
Oh, whoa.
We just don't remember what card it was.
It was a serendipitous card, I thought.
Yeah,
it was serendipity.
Yeah, that's what she just said it too, yeah.
And I wonder, too, there's still a lot of mystery.
So the husband was in the back. You thought the husband was somewhere else, and then he knocked the door?
The husband was in the backyard, and he was knocking in the front door.
Creepy!
That is weird.
At least you knew he was coming, and you put on your pants.
With a husband? We aren't going to go there.
Oh, it's just
yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah,
that would have freaked me out.
It's the coincidence.
It is.
Yeah. But she
yeah,
said that was when she was watching the replay, not when it was live.
Oh.
But that's even more interesting.
Yeah, isn't it?
Creepy. Okay.
She's laughing too. So yes, she agreed it was.
So I'm trying to keep track
intriguing.
Of all of this stuff here. This Baldrick, Aldrin,
Gladenberg. All right, Alicia,
do not
depart us yet because you have a angel.
Well, I looked up
Goldenberg,
and that is a Jewish kind of name, but not Gladenberg. So,
and
I
think it's B-U-R-G.
Yeah, and that depends because B-U-R-G and B-E-R-G.
And B-I-R-G.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Totally
it
different.
All depends. Yeah, they're all a little different.
So now I'm going to have to look it up.
A lot of B-E-R-G.
Where tomatoes
are
grown.
And
Berg.
They could also.
Berg.
Yeah. But the G could also be followed by an H.
It could be. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who knows? You know, things were spelled a lot differently
now,
hundreds of years ago.
Now,
bit.
If you start having dreams,
you
may go back into that time.
You better write that stuff down.
Write it down right away when you wake up. You know,
okay.
This could end up being a what do you call it, like a movie timeline or something.
Yeah.
You could sell those. They're looking for ideas.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Overcoming difficulties. Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you. You are surmounting any previous challenges. So.
That would be a good one to get.
Don't fret. You are still alive. Don't impregnate any girls.
I don't think she planned on that.
Always stay away
That's
from
good.
A mob throwing tomatoes. Done.
So I'm pretty sure, yep, Lisa's not planning on impregnating anybody.
She wanted to save her baby. And next time we'll have to take you to the next episode, and we'll find out what kind of baby she had.
Ooh. And how long it stayed around.
It might not have survived a lot of babies came to live back in those days.
But wouldn't it be cool if that baby is in this lifetime
yeah.
and they know each other?
Well, then that's not going back very far.
Well, no, you could go back all the way to the time of Christ, or, you know, back to
realize.
Oh, you mean you're doing the past life thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Well, you could.
I don't know if I can bring dinosaurs.
That could tange out forever.
Yeah,
could. Doing that. I mean, I'd get a headache thinking about that type of thing.
You'd rather build nuclear reactors, I know. But we got to have an engineer on the show.
I just want to know. I can't wait for somebody to get that past life reading where they said, you know what? You went out, you worked the fields every single day, and nothing happened in your life. Nothing was exciting, and you just croaked one day when you were old. I want that past life reading, not these elaborate, crazy-ass stuff.
Yeah, but nobody in this one was famous. It was just a story.
Yeah, but I mean, all these twists and turns and all this stuff, I was like, where's the one where the guy was just a grunt? Oh, yeah. You rode a horse and you pulled a plow.
Let me ask you.
That's what you did. And then you died when you got old.
How do you know any of this? Any of this is real?
What
do you know?
Real?
What it could be?
What are you talking? What
it could
this?
Be aliens.
Define this.
This framework.
No, don't pull matrix.
This
crap
matrix.
Now. Don't do matrix crap now.
This figment of our imagination. Just saying. All right. Do we have any callers or anything?
Please, someone save us.
A public service announcement. We are not dropping acid here. Just to doing any kind of drugs, you know, anything like that. No, none of that is occurring here, believe it or not. No psychedelic drugs. All right, let me give that number out.
That's great.
646-595-4274. That is the number to call in, and you should call in. And if you're having problems calling in and you're on Facebook, let us know, and we can relay it back to headquarters.
We are at your service.
And they will solve any problems if there are issues calling in. Let us know. We did not have any problems when we called in.
No.
We went right in smooth as could be.
But
and then
you
we
never
had a
know.
Call, we had a caller right. Well, you're right. That's why they wanted to know. And perfect timing. We have a caller. Before we go to that caller, I want to remind everybody, since we're humpity hump hump, halfway point, that this show is for entertainment informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys it.
You can't, what we're stressing is, don't take everything for fact.
Right, you can't get a reading and say, all right, all of this is going to happen, so I'm going to make a whole bunch of huge decisions based on what I just heard. And then come back and say, those didn't work out, and you owe me millions of dollars. I did all this crazy
because
stuff.
The future does fluctuate. And we are we are influenced by the impact other people's choices make on our lives, just as our choices impact theirs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like as you journey down anything, there's a million different things that come in and change your path.
Well, like Alicia, when her husband knocked at the door, let's just say, in that split second, she opened the door and she said, oh, there you are. Guess what? I want a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, right in that minute, it's like the whole board of, you know, like a board game, the whole...
Enchilada.
Yeah, the whole landscape.
I don't know if we're talking enchiladas here, but...
The whole landscape goes bada-boom, and it all changes.
Yeah. I mean, you stand on a hill, and you roll a ball down there, right? There's a lot of things on that way that could change the path of that ball that you didn't see when you first let the ball go. That could come and change.
Or it could hit a rabbit.
Could start raining. I mean, it's just, she takes a snapshot of what she sees
now.
That's
what it is.
It's a Polaroid. Remember the old Polaroid? You wait for it to go, oh, look at that, we got a picture finally after like a minute or whatever. But that's a snapshot at that moment. You come back another day and get a reading. Well,
it's good to get them in sequential order.
She might say, well, I think
acid trippies. They're over here. That's all I can hear.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
You guys are cracked.
All right, well, let's go. We're just having a Monday kind of Monday.
We got Siobhan. International Siobhan.
There she
is. Welcome, Siobhan. All right, anyway. We got our caller got dropped and it's back again. Area code 410, which I think is the land of Mary, Maryland, I believe. 410, you are up.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first name, please?
Hi, it's Sarah.
Hi, oh, Sarah.
Sarah.
Well, hello, Sarah.
Sarah. No time is a good time for goodbye.
Oh, don't give up the pen.
Thank you.
What's
where
up,
are we
Sarah? Maryland.
I have a very big day tomorrow, and I was just wondering what if it's going to be a positive outcome or a negative outcome for me.
Okay.
A big date. Do you know
not
this?
Date.
Day.
Day.
Uh-huh.
Is a big date.
No, I go to court, and I know that you guys can't do legal readings, but I just want to know the gist of the day, if you could.
She knows it, but others.
Yes.
We don't have credentials to be either lawyers or doctors or that, you know, we don't have that kind of
and
credential.
And even the lawyers are going to give you a disclaimer because practice in different states, have different laws. They're going
to
still throw it
and
out.
And going to court, I think, is always a crapshoot.
Oh, yeah.
It's like standing in, say, Atlantic City and you got those dice. Those dice.
Yeah, like, I sure hope the judge slept good last night.
He was
not
in
cranky.
A good mood.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you we'll test the temperature or the atmosphere around your...
Okay, that's a good idea.
Test the atmosphere.
All right,
that's good. Do you remember the court stuff?
Yes.
Okay, then do you want to tell us?
I don't think so. I think we'll just say she's dealing with the family matter.
Okay, I don't remember. I suck.
How do we know? Did she call on a Wednesday?
I don't know when we've heard.
We don't have phone calls on Wednesdays, so.
The last time Sarah called in?
Oh, I call.
I
call in every once in a while, but I also talk to Deb on the side as well. I do the appointments with Deb on the side as well.
Wow. I didn't know that she was a paying customer.
Well, I'm not supposed to tell.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that
part
was
part of my HIPAA.
Oh, I guess that is privilege.
Okay,
okay.
So
she revealed it then. Okay.
You are on the heart plan. Okay, so when was the last time that you chatted about this situation?
Very recently.
Yeah.
Okay. So Deborah, so she has a big background. So
okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
Sarah, I'm going to tell you right now. Boy, I hope you guys got your ducks in a row, because he's coming at you with some, so untrue. So untrue. I really think he's out to defame you in a big way.
Oh.
And he better have the evidence to back it up. The first thought that came to me was, and don't answer, but I'm just, because I want to give you some confidentiality.
Yeah.
First thing that struck me was maybe internet pictures or stuff you two did as a couple in your marriage that could be construed.
So he's trying to do a smear campaign.
Oh, big time.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
You know why? Because he's on the losing end. And he's now going
to... Desperados, yep. Back
now,
into a corner.
This is like his death stroke.
It's a Hail Mary. It's going on.
That's
Hail Mary.
What it is.
It's
yeah.
a Hail Mary.
And I have a friend that this same thing just happened with his ex-wife and him. And she said, here's what he's been doing and blah, 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 blah. And the judge was like, I'm sorry, but what does that have to do with anything? Why did we not hear about it until now? So we were thinking, like, if you're going to complain and you're going to need to have all this, you know.
If it involves anything that's been posted,
right.
Make sure that you speak up and say, I want to see the evidence of that trail.
Right.
I want to see the IP.
Not
just screenshots.
Well, she's going tomorrow, I think.
She did.
So start brainstorming and think of any possible things that...
But I can tell you that this just happened with my friend, and the judge is like, I'm sorry. But
so they threw
that
out.
They threw it out because it was like...
Yeah.
Hearsay, and it was on social media, which is
Did it involve children?
Well, yes, but in the sense not. She's over 18.
So brainstorm and think of anything, you know, that way you can be prepared.
He is enraged that you were able to land on your feet.
Well, right. He probably wanted you know, scrambling.
Oh, he wanted her to crawl on her hands and knees and beg for forgiveness.
So
he may be a problem for some time. I had an ex like this that they didn't have stalking laws back then, but boy, they should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually what you do is you hope they find another sucker.
He had one.
And then they'll leave you alone.
But
yeah, he had one. She actually broke it off with him because he wouldn't divorce her for me because he wouldn't give me a divorce, so I couldn't move on or remarry. So she broke it off with him because she wanted to get remarried.
Well, smart woman there. But I'm just going to tell you, go loaded for bear. Be ready for whatever gets tossed at you.
Prepared for the unexpected.
And demand evidence.
Right.
Well, and you're going with a lawyer?
Do you have a lawyer?
No, I'm not. I didn't get a lawyer last time. And because I've been doing this for 4 years with him. So I'm all out of money as far as lawyers go. But the past time I won without a lawyer, he had a lawyer, so I won up against his attorney the past time.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't think he's going to stop yet. I think he's relentless.
Right.
So try to just go on with your life, make a good home and everything for you and the kiddies and the man in your life, and let's just hope that he goes away.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, honey, you're not.
You have an angel card.
Yeah, don't leave yet.
And you are not in physical danger, and neither are the kids.
And that's what matters the most. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you watch those shows, you wonder. Okay, here is your angel. Here is the best one in the bunch. It is Archangel Michael. You are safe. I am protecting you against lower energy, guarding you, your loved ones, and home.
Michael, he's a badass. If I can say that, as an angel, he's a badass.
He's a good one to have in your corner.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was
that is good one. All right. And Sarah, be in touch, okay?
Yeah.
You know how to find me. All right.
I know.
Okay. Good luck. All right. Hope to hear from you.
Bye.
Okay. Love you, sweetheart.
All right.
Who that was, because I had no idea.
We have
someone I've known for a long time through my practice.
Okay.
Yes, we have another caller, but before we got the caller, I lined up a Facebook Live viewer, so we have to honor that.
Rude.
I can't kick her to the curb. Siobhan.
Okay.
Marilyn. We'll do another question, and then whoever's on hold, we'll get to you next.
Yeah, hang in there.
We'll skip you now that we know you're there. And here we go. We got, Brian still.
Brian.
Excuse me. Brian still didn't show up.
Oh, Brian.
I feel he won't call. I'm not chasing him because I feel like I'm meeting him again. Don't know, should I give up or wait and see what happens? Is there any update on the cards about him or anything new for me?
Please.
All right. I'd really like to know where she found this person, where he's coming from.
Siobhan is a regular Wednesday person.
Is it still the guy up the street that was they're supposed to meet up or something?
Well, you might have something in there, don't you? Because she has on Fridays when we get Lois been in here.
She said he was supposed to meet up. And
I
that
thought
was all
they
I got.
Had a previous, a past connection with each other.
Well, yeah. There was something. You're right. And she's listening live.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The first time that she ever contacted us about Mr. B was she had a dream about him and said, will he contact her? There was a past relationship, and there was some hurt. It's still fresh, unresolved issues, grief situation.
Okay.
So then the next week.
Well, you probably missed a lot of Wednesday stuff.
Oh, I missed
Wednesday. You're not here on Wednesdays.
The next week, if she did call in, you know what I mean.
Yes.
She's looking for you in her record.
He's a long love. He was an ex. I went out with him when I was 15 and then 19. So she went out a couple times when they were teenagers.
Right. So there's history there.
And then there was a dream or something, and then you said that there would be a baby.
With Brian?
And, but he's really, really nervous.
He's scared.
And he's afraid to approach her.
Well, to him...
I remember that.
She is like the goddess of time, space, and dimension. I mean...
Yeah, but hold on. They're not teenagers anymore.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter, actually.
Love can knock you right out.
It can, but at a certain point, after you've gone through some ups and downs in your life, when you do find the goddess of time, space, and dimension, you attack it. You go after it.
Right.
When you realize you're a teenager, you don't. You fear it.
Unless you have trauma in your background, and then that trauma is going to rise
sure.
up like a monster.
I agree. There could be some, yes, it could be past issues. You're right.
Okay. I think, though, that she shouldn't wait around for him. I think that he'll come up. If he's meant to come up, he'll come out, and you are not going to miss him. I just think it's...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, giving you some information. I broke up with him twice, but I felt because he's 37 now. I'm 35. Things can be different, but I was probably thinking different than he is now. I feel things be different now. Well, I thought that, but he has not been asking for a number. He's not pursuing her.
Right.
Basically.
Oh, but gosh, he wants to. It's right here. There he is. There's a five of hearts. That's a card of a gift or like a great invitation. It
wants to.
Wants to in a big way, but you know what? It's still inside of him. He's not ready to reach outward.
Well, if he's not ready, then he's not ready, right?
Right. But I would send him a nice energy-filled vibe from you to him, like from the heart to the heart.
Yeah, like
just saying, you know.
Meditation or whatever, whatever you do on your own.
Yeah, I would say to Brian.
Think about it, dream about it, or whatever.
Put it down to the universe.
Manifest.
And if we're meant to be, we will be.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
and from then on.
Who can dictate when something happens?
I would not be like
right.
sitting here waiting for him to call me because he might be sitting and waiting for a while.
Well, this reminds me of a movie where he needs a sidekick or a best friend that's going to say, yeah, I'm going to boot you in the butt if you don't go over there and get a date with her.
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't have friends with you. Is
maybe
revealing
no one,
that to
right? Maybe no one is.
If he's not telling somebody about her, then they're not going to be able to get.
Still think this story, this chapter is not finished.
Right,
but I wouldn't sit and wait. Go ahead.
All right. Are you? Are you? Should you be picking up on him or someone else? I want to text him on Messenger, but he'd probably tell me to F off. LOL. Is she still on his mind?
You know what? I don't. Think it's a problem for you to punt, you know, for her to get rid of the ball.
Well, they're in their 30s.
Yeah.
So you're not teenagers
you're
anymore.
You're not youngins.
You've had some experiences in life. You guys are a little bit savvy, plus or minus, you know, a few years, but you should be able to...
I don't see why not.
Right.
Try there.
I say...
Absolutely.
Even if you were just looking for a friendship and you didn't want to start anything, obviously, he doesn't know, but I don't see why you can't just say, hey, I ran into someone you could make a little light lie. Like
they're
you
in
ran
30s.
Into someone that
you're
you went to school with and he mentioned your name. And there it is. I mean, you can just say, hey, I was thinking of you and I saw you and I thought maybe why not.
He really needs a gesture from
and
you.
And I think that he's dense.
He wants you to push,
he
the
is
door,
dense.
Wants to push the door open a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know what? If he actually, if he sends a message out
and
you didn't say anything bad and he says F off, then that's a clue.
Then he is not worth your time.
Yeah.
And you need
to
walk
and
away.
You should go next.
And
right.
I mean, somebody at that age shouldn't talk like that.
I don't think he
no,
would.
No, I don't think
no.
either of them would unless you said, like, I don't know, somebody hacked your account and said something really nasty.
He might fall away in a dead faint.
Right.
Well, he could panic and not respond.
You literally could say, hey, I just had this strange dream about you. I actually said that to a friend. We hadn't talked since high school, so 3 or 4 years went by. Said he had a dream about me and made sure that I was okay. And I ended up being pregnant. And he saw something like a kind of a drama going on in this dream he had. And we were going to meet up, and then my dad was nasty and would love me. But aside from that, we're now still friends 22 years later. Message him lightly.
Yeah.
And if he's a jerk,
casual.
If he's a jerk about it, then he needs to go. If not, maybe you put it in the ball and hurt his court.
You'll really scare the you know what out of him if you go, I can't stop thinking about you.
Right, don't
yeah,
do
oh
that.
Yeah.
I mean
yeah.
that well he'll walk away from that for sure unless he's also crazy pants. So
All right. I mean, it's 2021. You have women.
Women can do this.
Women
stuff.
Can initiate some conversation.
I think if you're looking for something that you want to say, you just say, "Hey, I've been thinking about you, or you've been on my mind lately. How are you doing?"
All right. And what angel card? Stand by.
Oh,
Siobhan,
yeah.
For your angel card.
Your angel card is exactly what I've been saying. I'm just letting you know. Spread your wings, Archangel Ariel. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar. Now, I believe this is you message him nicely, very light conversation. How are you doing? What's up? Blah, blah, blah. Wait a couple of days. He does not respond.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Fine.
Moving on. Okay.
All right. Real quick. I know you would have said something, but maybe you lost it. Did you see anything new coming for her?
Oh, I see many, many suitors for this lovely princess that I think you are, my dear.
Okay,
yeah.
She's got a lot of people hovering.
Yes.
If you look in the mirror and you go, like that, stop doing that.
Stop doing that.
Because other people do not interpret you that way. They see you as absolutely gorgeous.
Typically, we are our own worst critics.
We are our own worst critics,
which is kind of good because it helps you be better if you are. Because nobody likes a pompous ass who thinks they're the best.
Oh, they've
best
gone
180
the other way.
And then you look at them and you're like, really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Siobhan.
We would love to get a report next.
Oh, and we're going.
Yes.
Yeah, Siobhan's a regular. She's like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, typically.
Yeah,
like
she
helps.
She messaged you Tuesday and Thursday, but there's no such thing.
She's putting in the time. She's in the land of iron.
Our international people who cannot afford
we
to call
us. We love our
internationals. They meet us on Wednesday for a Facebook-only session.
Yeah, because it's only fair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But you
thank you very much,
sign
Siobhan.
Up for those heart readings and let us know.
646-595-4274 is the call-in number, and we have a caller.
Our
caller is from California.
Of course. Hello, California.
415.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, hello.
Hi, hello.
This is Anne.
Hi, and thank you for waiting. And this is Anne.
Sure. Good to listen.
Anne from California?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Have we talked with you before?
No. No. First time I've called in.
Oh, wow.
Well, welcome, Anne. You're a first-time caller.
That means you're not a stranger or a new person
anymore.
You'll
never be a first-time caller ever again.
That's right. So, Anne, please give us a few details about what your situation and what you'd like to know
your
reading.
Exactly. Yep.
So I'm recently moved out of California. So anything about my new place in a new state and your headline was about romance or something. So I don't really want a timeline, but anything about the situation where I might meet new friends and or a relationship coming in.
Absolutely. What state
did
you move to?
Yeah, where are you at now, if you don't mind?
Oh, I'm back. I'm up in Washington State.
Oh.
Where are you in Washington
State? She stayed on the same time zone.
I'm on the Eastern Washington.
East Washington.
I am from Manson. Have you heard of Manson?
Oh, Lake Schlan?
Yes.
That's crazy. I've never met anybody from Manson.
I am from there. I haven't been home in years, but I think it's very funny because it's probably, I've been here 17 years, and I've only met two people that know where I'm talking about.
Yeah, because my dad, we had a condo right there in Manson on the lake. So.
Very cool. How long ago did you have that?
Recently, but we sold it about 2 years ago.
Oh.
Well, this is Anne, right?
Yes, this is Anne.
And any questions you can ask, we can ask this show
about
anything. Yeah. I mean, it says love doctor because that's the most popular question, but we're talking past
lives. That's on my mind today, so it sounds like
good.
Place
great, then.
To start.
Well, I want to tell you that you've answered the call of your own future.
Ooh.
You have moved yourself physically, emotionally, and I'm even going to say spiritually, to a place now that I feel, wow, the vibe there is fruitful and rich.
Okay.
I like the fruitful.
And things that have been weighed heavy on your heart in the past, I see them coming to an end, where you're going to be able to resolve so much. You know, a lot of times we have baggage, and it's hurtful baggage. And the one thing that I've learned over these years is a clean cut is always better than a ragged tear. Mm. It heals better.
Sure.
Yeah, isn't that cool? I like that.
Oh,
I didn't make it up, but I like it.
That's an old saying, and it's true. That's
And you have had in the past, I feel, a very heavy heart. It's almost like life has kicked you around a little bit, or maybe a lot of bit.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, everything around you now.
But I've always stayed positive, no matter what.
Right.
That's
always
good. Stay positive.
Stay positive.
Oh, absolutely.
Half full is great. Should always be glass
Kicked
half full.
Around and beaten.
Yeah, and you know what it is? This was a real test on your spirit, and you have stayed positive. Now it's time for you to reap the rewards. The only thing I'm going to tell you is watch your very trusting nature, okay? Especially, and I know this is heartbreaking, women. We have to be careful of other women.
They get really nasty. Jealous.
Bosses. I have a real hard time with female supervisors, so let me tell you.
Well, what I see pertaining to them is they're out for themselves.
Right.
So they may give really nice pep talk, but remember, it isn't about you. It's about them.
Right.
As for there's going to be romance coming up, and it's one of these that is almost like the higher power sitting up in the bleachers like back in that movie, Oh God, puffing on a cigar, and he's saying, you know what, I haven't paid much attention to you, but I'm going to give you some now. And he's going to put, like, Prince Charming right in front of you, and it's going to totally blow your mind.
George Burns, John Denver.
Yeah, well, he'll be better looking than John Denver.
No, I'm just saying the movie-wise. That's an old movie.
Yeah, it is. And watch now. It's going to take off, and you're going to be like, whoa, wait a minute. Mm. I think you can trust him. And that's why other women, you're going to fall into a social group. I feel that they're going to really seem like great, you know, the kind of friends, Veronica.
Oh, yeah.
That you can spend a lot of time with, but just like you never really get to know them.
There's different levels of friendship.
Different.
Right? There's different levels, and the hardest thing is recognizing what level of a friendship you have with a person.
Right.
It's true. Until there's a problem.
Yeah, some of them are acquaintances, some of them are pretty good, some of them are like brotherly or sisterly.
The ones that are, I think that you're talking about, Deb, is the ones that are going to seem like they're very close and they've got her back, and they don't.
They don't. They just soon put a knife in her back.
Right.
So just be careful. But the guy is going to be true blue. He's going to just knock your socks off.
True blue. Stand by
for your angel.
Right.
Not depart.
Your angel card is Metatron.
Ooh, good one.
Transformer angel.
Yes, Jim loves the Transformers. Okay. Chakra clearing. Call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes.
There you go.
Which I don't
love
know
that.
Much about. I don't know about anything about shapes or numbers.
Well, it's very deep and dynamic.
I think it's a huge thing that you call upon your angels or whatever it is you call upon, and definitely just do some space clearing.
And you're taking us out at the end of the show. Don't be a stranger. We want to hear from you again soon.
Yes, please.
We're down to our
Are you on every Monday at the same time?
Yes, we're here Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern. That would be 3 p.m. Pacific.
Right.
Grandma's
right.
words, everybody, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, what happens?
All things are possible.
There it is.
La.
Take care, everybody. Love you. Mwah.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. We'll be right back.
News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.